Although mosquito nets can definitely protect against malaria, scientists from Dar es Salaam, Tanzania and London have now shown that you have to introduce them into the community with a lot of care and planning. Otherwise, people won't know how to get the best out of them. This is according to research on pregnant women in Tanzania, written up in the Canadian Medical Association Journal. I asked one of the scientists, Tanya Marchant, what they were trying to do.
It's well understood that mosquito nets can be very efficacious to improve infant mortality and to reduce morbidity amongst pregnant women. What we're interested in now is how we can implement mosquito nets at a very large scale. In Tanzania, the Global Fund funded a quite a novel approach to delivery of nets using a voucher scheme that's implemented via antenatal clinics. So every pregnant woman attends antenatal clinic can receive a voucher that can then be used to be redeemed against a net in a local shop. It's an excellent idea in theory. In practice, what we wanted to do was to look at the efficacy of this program on a national scale.
So in the study that you've now published, what exactly did you do?
We did repeat household surveys at a national level and facility surveys, and then disaggregated the different steps involved from getting a voucher into an antenatal clinic to having the end result, which is a pregnant woman protected by the mosquito net. We found that there were six steps. The woman had to attend the clinic in the first place. She then had to be given the mosquito net. She then had to be given the voucher for a mosquito net. She then has to decide to use that voucher, go to a shop and buy a mosquito net, then add the insecticide to that mosquito net to make it into an insecticide-treated net, which will protect her health.
Now, that's quite a long chain of events, and doubtless things could go wrong. What in fact, did you find?
Well, it was very interesting, actually. And interestingly, the targets for this program were very high. We expected to find over 80% coverage by the end of this scheme. But in fact, if you just step back and think about what would happen if 90% of women were able to succeed at every step, and you have six steps, once you've multiplied those 90% out six times, you'd actually only end up with 59% of women reaching the final stage. So we applied that sort of thinking, a multiplicative process chain analysis, to find out just how many women we could expect to reach the end of the process. And what we found in Tanzania was that overall 30% of women who were pregnant in Tanzania could be expected to reach the end of the process.
Gosh, that's a little bit of a disappointment, isn't it?
Indeed it is. And further, there's considerable socioeconomic inequity, which is an additional thing that the program's now very focused on trying to address.
What I'd really like to know then is, having established this slight disappointment, even though the technique of the bed net is highly effective, what do you and your colleagues working in Tanzania think should be done about this that might improve the effectiveness?
Well, first of all, I'd really like to highlight that I don't think these results should be seen as a disappointment. Although they're initially disappointing because they didn't reach targets, I think we have to be realistic and say that the targets were perhaps set too high for one independent system. What we're really looking at now is we need to remove the insecticide treatment step so that women are given access to pre-treated insecticide nets so that as soon as they access the intervention, it's ready to use. And this is currently being implemented now by the Tanzanian government.
Women can receive bed nets which are already treated, but there are five other steps involved. What else can be done, do you think, to reduce that number of steps?
So a very closely related issue was the capacity of the health service personnel, so the people who are actually delivering the intervention. And another part of our research has been to look at the barriers that take place actually at the antenatal clinic where the recipient needs to receive the intervention. And it's clear that health workers are overworked in many situations, and in fact health facilities are understaffed in many situations. So we would very much like to see interventions being delivered on time, but that requires some attention being to be placed now on the capacity of the health system to deliver the intervention.
And how important is that compared to the other techniques that can be used to battle malaria? You can spray locally, you can take the right kind of drugs, you can take the drugs intermittently whether you've got the disease or not. Are bed nets really that important?
I think it's undeniably that they are our number one tool in the arsenal against malaria. They are the most cost-effective and the most efficacious tool. And above all, they're a preventive tool. So we're not thinking about identifying and treating cases. We're thinking about preventing cases. And essentially, in implementing them, a key factor has to be taken into account that it's probably not one system only that will make that will be the most effective overall. We probably need to be looking at multiple systems, from one-off free net deliveries to these routine systems, such as the Tanzanian voucher system, that can ensure continual access.
And what sort of message would you leave to ordinary people in areas of the world affected by malaria that's coming out of your research?
Oh, it's undoubtable that for pregnant women, they need to make access to their antenatal clinics as soon as possible, because increasingly their interventions are being targeted through those channels. So get to antenatal clinic as early as you can and make sure that you access all of the malaria interventions available, including using a bed net.
Tanya Marchant from the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine was talking with me about her work done jointly with the Ifakara Health Institute in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. For Audio News from the London School, I'm Peter Goodwin.